is Daf Kuf Aleph. So we got the last two lines, excuse me, of Kuf Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Gufa, ha'ochel gidanasha shel behema tmeya. If one eats a gidanasha from a non-kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda thinks you violate two isurim, you get two sets of lashes, one for eating a behema tmeya, and number two is for eating gidanasha. Comes along Rabbi Shimon on the top of Daf Kuf Aleph. Rabbi Shimon poter, he exempts one from Malkus. He doesn't think there are any Yisurim involved here. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon Mimanav Shach. What is his understanding? Either way, there should be an Isser. Because E Isser, Chalal Isser, if he holds there's an Isser on top of one another Isser, the Chayv Na Mishnai, he should be Chayv too, Mishum Gid. One for the behemoth tamea and one for eating gid. So there should be two. The e ein iser chal iser. If he holds that one iser may not be chal on another iser, well, at least be lechayv mishum tuma dekadim. At least he should be chayv for eating a non-kosher animal because that was created first. As we said, when a fetus develops, the first develops the evarim and the basar, and then the gidim come later on. So at least there should be an iser of eating tuma. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that you're putter entirely? The e ein begidim and no sin tam. Let's say you're going to say that gidim in general throughout the animal doesn't have any tam. And therefore, there's no tam, there's no violation of eating behemoth tamea, but mishum, you should be chayv l'chayv, mishum gid. You should be chayv for gid, because gidim are aser, even if it is no tam. So either way, there should be either two iserim, or one iser of gid, or one iser of tumah. How do you get away with saying there is no iser at all? So Rava, Amar Rava, Rava explains, li'olam kasavar ein begidim benosin tam. Really, gidim don't have any tam, and that's why there's no iser behema. So what about the iser gidanasha? The shiny hasam damakra alkein lo yochlum bnei yisrael is gidanasha, and for this reason, Klai Yisrael doesn't eat gidanasha. So the Gemara is medayik misha gido aser ubasar mutter. The implication is that Klai Yisrael doesn't eat the gid only, but the rest of the animal, the rest of the basar is permitted. So only that which is iser of gid, but the basar is mutter, yatzazu to exclude this case where not only is the gido aser but basar asers as well. So therefore, it's a gzeres akasev that a gid anasha is aser only when the rest of the animal is mutter. But when the rest of the animal is aser, so then there is no violation of iser gid hanasha. And since he holds that there's no iser gid hanasha, and then he also holds ein v'gidim no sin tam, that means there's no iser tuma either. And for that reason, says Rabbi Shimon, one's potter from eating the gid hanasha of a behemoth tamei. Gemara now says, this is a little confusing, these topics we're about to see now, but hopefully we'll take it slow and understand it. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Let's say if an animal that hasn't been shechted properly, a cow drops dead, and one goes ahead and eats the gidanasha, so there's an iser nevel involved, there's an iser gidanasha involved. So what are you chayv for? Rabbi Meir mechayv shayim. You're violating two iserim, one of a nevela and one of gidanasha. Chachamim omrim eino chayv el achas. Only chayv for one. We'll explain that in just a moment. Umodim chachamim agree that it is a situation where you're chayv too. They agree to Rabbi Meir, ba'ochel gidanasha Shel Ola v'Shel Haniskal Shechayv Shtayim. They agree in this case when the Isser is Ola or the Isser Shel Nishkal Yechayv too. So let's understand. You have a kosher animal, cow. The cow right now as is, it's a regular animal. There's an Isser Gidanasha. If the animal drops dead, now there's an Isser Nevela on top of that. Says Rachamim that's not going to be an Isser because it's already awesome Gidanasha. Because that's what's called Isser Kola. This Isser Kola, Isser Mosav. I'm explaining outside, then we'll go inside. Isser Kola is a quantitative expansion. So if I have the Gidanasha's Aser, and now we're saying the entire animal's Aser, because in Nevela, that's Isser Kola. He doesn't hold of Isser Kola. We don't expand it. Once Isser Gidanasha's Aser, you can't throw on top of Isser Kola. Now, since the Basar is Aser because of Nevela, you can't throw Nevela on top of Gidanasha. It is only an Isser Gidanasha. But there's something called Isser Mosif, which means not a quantitative increase, but a qualitative. It becomes more chamer. The Isser now is not only because it's expanding to other parts of the body, but it's more severe that it's now an Isser Hana, which didn't exist before. So although Isser Kola, which is quantitatively more expansive, doesn't affect an already Isser, already existing Isser, an Isser Mosif, a more severe Isser like Hana, will add on to it. So that's why Rabbi Chacham hold, Gidanasha, that becomes a Nevela. Nevela does not Isser Chamer. There's no more additional Isurim involved, more severe by Nevela. It's still only an Isser Gidanasha. But when it comes to Shor Niskal and a carbon an Ola, which have now an Isser Hana added to it, it's more severe, that will be Chal on the already existing Gidanasha, and that's where Chacham will agree there's an two Chiyuvim. So Gemara now explains, Man Tana, who's the Tana who holds my high Tana, the Isser Kolel, Isser Chalal, Isser Lesle. When there's an Isser Kolel, well, I'll read Rashi because Rashi makes everything clear. By an Isser Kolel, we don't hold the Isser Chal Isser. The second Isser is not Chal. Meaning, if the first Isser exists, And the second Isser is kola, including other things now, we don't allow it. Leslay. But when it comes to Isser, where are we now? Isser kola, Isser chamor. But when the Isser kola is not only, it's more expansive in terms of what's included, but it's also more severe, there's Isser na, Islay, he does hold of Isser chal Isser. Who holds of such a din? Amarava Rabbi Yossi Glili. That's Rabbi Yossi. So before we look at Rabbi Yossi, let's just look at Rashi just to make sure this is all very clear. If you look at Rashi around halfway down the narrow lines, Rashi Dibur Maschil Dibi Isser Kolel Isser Chal Isser Leslay, but Isser Kolel Be Isser Chamor Islay Halchi Garcina. So Rashi explains, Hainu Perusha. This is the explanation here. Isser Gid Chal Mishinolda. So once the animal is born, there's an Isser Gid Hanasha. V'kothem Shinisabla Hayagidu Aser Ubasar Mutter. Before it became a nevela, the Gid was Aser, and the rest of the body, the rest of the meat was Mutter. When it became a nevela, so nasar af basar. Now even the basar of the cow is asar as well. The afa gav the shame nevela havalei lemechal nami agidam gid. Even though one would think once the nevela is chal on the rest of the basar, it should also be chal on the gid. Mishum taima de kolel shukola es a basar imo leasar. Because it's being it's a kola, it's including the basar. One would think it should also be chal on the gid and asher as well. So then, just I want to skip the next few lines just to make this clear. The last line of that Rashi says afil hachi amu rabbanan lo chal. It doesn't work. An iser kolel does not allow an iser chal iser. But says the next Rashi, iser kolel be iser chamer. When that second iser is more severe, islay, we would say the iser, the second iser is chal on the first iser. Explains Rashi, the hech of the iser achron, the last one, the second one, is beitarte. It's not only kolel, but it's also mosif. It's not only more expansive, but it's also more severe. Kagon ola o shoharniskal de mekara kishenolda hayagida aser. When these animals were born, only the gid was aser, and yet the besar was mutter. But hekdesha, persons makdish the animal to an ola or nagchor. It was a nogeach and it killed someone. It's chayv skila now. Nesar af besara hareza kolel. So now the basar is also aser. So that's Isser Kolel. But not only is Isser Kolel, Hagid Hazeh Mitchila Haya Aser Bachila and Mutter Bana, initially you could get Hana from the Gid, and now Shehikdish Chalav Isser Hektish Laoso Behana. But now it's also more severe. She'ein Kan Isser Chal Isser Shema Shishai Arisha Mosif Hasheini V'chihecha Dechal Aleh Shem Hektish Laoso Behana. So just like there's a new Isser Hana on the Gid Hanasha that didn't exist before him, Akarchach, by definition, by default, has to Chalav Af Bachila. Even the Achila part is a violation. Shem Achlu Yischaiv Shayim. So what's going on here is the Gid Hanasha was initially Aser to eat, but Mutter Bana. Once you're makdish the animal, that hana now becomes aser, because that was initially mutter, that changed. But once it's aser b'hana because of hektish, it has to also draw in the iser achila of gidanasha into that world of hektish, which now allows it to be two isurim when eating such a gidanasha.
But good. If he eats, let's say in the first case, it's called it. If he eats the gidanasha with a piece of meat, he's chayav shtayim.
Which
only if it's purely the gidanasha, he's only chayav one.
Which case are you going on?
Koilel, not.
It's a koilel. You only get it right for eating gidanasha. You're chayav one.
Once he has a piece of meat together with the gidanasha, he's already chayav twice.
What? Two different things. The basar is also because of nevela, right. And the gid
so
is
he
the
would still be chayav twice. And, right. Specifically on the iser of
exactly the just the gid. You just got to get the gid, ate the right. Gid only no meat, right? So now, where do we see? So, who is this individual? Who's the Tana that holds that Isser less Isser Chal Isser Leslay by Isser Kolo? But this Isser Kolo plus Isser Mosif, he would allow an Isser Dibchal and Isser. So that again, Rava says Rabbi Yosef Glilihi. The Tana, the Mishnah tells us that Mishnah is found in Maseches Zvachim. Tamei she'achal kodesh, a person who's tamei and eats kodesh, so bein kodesh tamei, bein kodesh tar. Whether this kachim that he's eating is a tamei, whether it's tar, either way, you're chayv achatas. When one eats, a person who's tamei eats kachim, the lach is he's chayv karis, if b'mezin, the pasuk says, and if he did it b'shogeg, he brings achatas. So we don't care, says the chacham, whether the kachim was tamei or tar. If he is tamei and he eats something that has a shame kodesh, he's chayv achatas. Rabbi Yosef Glili, which is the position we're looking for, Omer, Tamei she'achal es ha-tahor chayv. If he's Tamei and he's eating kachim, that's tahor, so he's chayv. The pasuk says, one who's Tamei eats kachim is chayv. But if he's a Tamei, she'achal es ha-tamei pater. She'lo achal el ha-davar Tamei. But if he was Tamei and ate kachim, that was Tamei as well. Once it became Tamei, it lost the status of Kodesh. He hasn't violated any Isurim. At least he's not chayv karis and chayv chatas. So the Gemara says, Amrulo, the Chachamim respond back to Rabbi Yosef, that af tamei she'achal es ha-tahor. Wait a second. Even in a regular case where a guy who's tamei and he eats kachim that tahor, kevin shenagaba tameu. Once he's tameh, if he touches the object, that every single time it's tameh she'achal tameh. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Shapir ka'amri le rabbanon, Rabbi Yosef Lili. That was a very good response that they said. So what's going on here? Amar Rava. Rava explains as follows. Amar Rava min nitba guf v'charkach nitba basar. Let's say the individual was tameh first. He was tumas guf. And then afterwards he ate a basar that became tameh afterwards. So he was tameh first and basar became tameh second. So what happens there? Chuli Alma, everyone agrees, lo pligi dechayv disakaris kadim. Since he was tameh first, and the kachim at first was tahor, so now if he eats it, there's an isakaris that exists. And then, even though the kodesh ended becoming tameh, so still, since the isakaris was existing before the tumas kodesh, everyone agrees he's chayv karis in that case. Because again, the isar gavra being tameh came before the basar was tameh. When do they argue? When do machlokis...
I'm sorry, but the basar got...
Before he ate it. But still, since the Isser Gavra existed in the world before the Tumas Kodesh, so therefore he's Chayv Karis. So when do they argue? When do the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosef Lili argue? So Kipligi benitba basar v'chakach nitba guf. If the basar first became Tameh, and then afterwards the individual became Tameh, that's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? What's the nekudas a machlokas? Rabbanan Islay Isser Kolo. Demigo the mechayva chatichas tahoros the alma mechayv nami chaticha tamer. There's an issur kala. Why? This individual, I'm tahor, and this kodesh is tamer. So I can eat other basar kachim, but now that I became tamer, secondly, I can't eat any kachim. So now that's issur kolel. I can't eat any kodesh, even tahor kodesh. So that's issur kolel. That should also include the already tamer kodesh as well. And the chacham hold there is issur chalal issur by an issur kolel. And therefore, that's when Chacham say you're chayv too in that case. But Rabbi Yosef Lili less like Isser Kolo. He doesn't hold to this. Demigo lo amrina. We don't say such a thing. Just because I become tamer now and I can't eat a kodesh that's tahor doesn't include already existing kodesh that's tamer. Isser Kolo doesn't work. Doesn't allow Isser Chal Isser. So that's where we see that he doesn't hold of Isser Chal Isser by Isser Kolo. Rabbi Yosef Lili. Nehid the Isser Kolo Lesle, Bisser Kal, granted he doesn't allow Isser Chal Isser by a regular Isser Kolo. That's not strong enough. But, Yavio, Isser Chamor, Yachal al Isser Kal. But he would allow an Isser Chamor, a severe Isser, if that Isser has a Hana along with it, that would be Chal on a lower level Isser. Umay Nihu, what is that? Tumas Aguf. Sharei Tumas Aguf. Bukharis. Tumas Aguf is more severe. So this is the question the Gemara says. Grant he doesn't hold of Isser Kolel, but he does hold of Isser Chamor, right? So the Gemara says, so shouldn't we allow the Isser Chamor now of the Tumas Guf, which is now more severe? Shouldn't that be Chal? So again, the case is, the Basar is Tameh first. And now I, as the Gavra, become Tameh second. Me being Tameh is a serious thing. That's now going to be Chiyav Karis. That's more Chamor. So even there, shouldn't he agree that should be Chal, a second Isser on the Kodesh that's already Tameh? For everyone with it, should I say it again?
If somebody is also Tameh, his Tahor is Chayav Malkus. And when he's Tameh, he's Chayav Karis.
Exactly.
So it's not Kol, it's Chamor.
Exactly, more Chamor. And then he should agree there should be two Malkus here as well. So the Gemara says, Amar Vashi says, Man Leimalon the Tumas Aguf Chamur. Whoever said Tumas Aguf is more Chamur because it has Karis? I would say, Dilma Tumas Basar Chamura, the Lesai Tara B'mikva. You know why Basar Tameh is more Chamur? The individual, granted the punishment's worse, but he can always fix it. He can go to the mikvah and he's done. But a basar is tamei forever, you can never get rid of it, and therefore that's more severe. So unclear whether severity is based on punishment or severity is based on how intrinsic it is and removable it might be. And therefore, iser kolal esle, but iser chamer, iser chal iser isle. So Gemara now says, going on to Amud Beis now. Rabbi Yosef Glili, lesle iser kolal. Is that really true that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds in general?
Considering that it's more chamor because he can't fix it?
It seems that way, because Gemara ends there.
It ends there.
Yeah, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Glili Lesley Isser Kolo, he doesn't hold that Isser Kolo can be Isser Chal Isser. V'atani, the Brisa tells us that Shabbos v'yom HaKippurim shagog v'asa malacha, the person was shogeg, and he did malacha, it was both Shabbos and Yom Kippur together, and he didn't know it was Shabbos, he didn't know it was Yom Kippur, so the lacha is... That minayin shechayv al zeb v'atzma, he's chayv on each day individually. Tamalomar says Shabbosi Yumakipurim, who Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says each one is going to be judged separately, and therefore he's going to be chayv in each one individually. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't a chayv al achat, you only chayv for one of these things, because Rabbi Kiva holds ein isachal iser, the only chayv one. But Rabbi Yosi Haglili says no, there is lay a yeshlo isachal iser, and that's why you're chayv two.
So you chayv both, and you're saying kimay. You don't say that.
You chai both.
Really, you
chai
both, but
Kimle
and
Rabbi
are
here,
so therefore...
Well, Kimle... Yeah, by Chater... Right. That's Machlokas. But this is not a question of Kari. This is really a question of Karbanos. So Kimle doesn't apply to Karbanos. Like, a guy can be multiple... Do 15 Yisurim and Chai... Right. So then the Gemara says... Sham Shalach Rabin Mishim Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Kachata Shemishna V'Epuch. He switched it around. No, really, Rabbi Yosi Lili and Rabbi Kiva are switched. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef Lili thinks in the case of Shabbos Yom Kippur, only chayv one, because he holds of ein iser, chal iser, even by an iser, kola. Then the Gemara says, Shalach Rav Yitzchak bar Yaakov bar Giori, Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan, Ladivrei Rabbi Yosef Lili, Mai de Apchan, according to what you switch things around. So let's say you have a scenario, Shagag b'Shabbos v'hizid b'Yom HaKippur. You didn't know it was Shabbos, but you knew it was Yom Kippur, and you're amazed in the Yom Kippur part. You're chayv achatas. Fine, but let's say hizid b'Shabbos v'shagig b'Yom Kippur pater, because if he did it on Shabbos, you're amazing on Shabbos, but you're shogi on Yom Kippur, you're pater. My time, what's the difference? Who cares which one you were? You know, either one, you're amazing and shogi on the other one. So I'm a rabbi. Shabbos kviya v'kaima Yom Kippurim beidina dekakavile. Since Shabbos is kviya v'kaima, it already you know it exists from the creation of the world. So therefore, what is the relevance of that? So look at Rashi, all the other bottom, the wide lines, two wide lines down. Rashi explains. Amar Abaye, Kesavu Rabbi Yochanan da hu chatas de mechayiv la Rabbi Yosef Lili b'shagug b'zeh b'zeh ad the Shabbos. Kimechayiv la de iu kodme became first. I mean, Shabbos already exists. We know the next 5,000 Shabboses already exist. That was Kadim. Yom Kippur depends on the year, depending on when Rosh Hashanah turns out to be. And since it's Kadim, Ad Yom Kippur who depater like, because Yom Kippur comes second, and Ein Iser Chalal Iser, so you're only Chayiv if you're Shogeg on the Shabbos part, because that's the first one, but if you're Mazian Shabbos, and you're Shogeg on Yom Kippur, you're Pater from a Chattas. Granted, you're Chayiv Skila for being Mazian on Shabbos, but you're Pater from the Chattas of Yom Kippur, because Shabbos came first, and Yom Kippur would be Ein Iser Chalal Iser. Gemara now says, Amr Le Rava. Rava says, so in the end of the day,
Well,
he switched around. There had two cases. One case was, if he didn't know it was Shabbos, but knew it was Yom Kippur, he was Shogeg on Shabbos, so then he's Chayv on a Shabbos. The Shogeg means you're Chayv Achatas. So he's Chayv Achatas because the Shogeg was Shabbos. Shabbos was the first Isser that exists in the world. But for the other way around, if you knew it was Shabbos, he was mazed on Shabbos, but he was unaware of Shogeg on Yom Kippur, you're potter for Shogeg Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur came second, and the Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. So then comes along the Gemara, and says, Amar Le, Rava asks the following question. He says, Sof, in the end of the day, Tervayu Bahadeh Hadadeh Kasu. Both of them come at the same time. Shabbos and Yom Kippur come together. What do you mean one comes before the other one? In the end of the day, we might know when Shabbos is. No, is there? Comes Shkia, the Shabbos and Yom Kippur come at the same time. So how do you say that it's a question of Isser Achal? It's not an Isser Achal Isser question. It's a question of a Bavas Achas. Ela Amar Rava says, Shamda Hava. There was a Shamda. A Shamda means what? There's a Shmad. Where they instituted, they were goes there. You can't make Yom Kippur, and it was very dangerous. So we know Pikuach Nefesh stands in the way of any mitzvah other than the big three. Yom Kippur is not one of the big three, so they were forced. They weren't able to keep Yom Kippur that year, so it was a shmad. The Shalach Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael the following advice from Mitam, means from there, that the Yom Kippur, the Hashata Shabbos Shabbosi. This year we should celebrate Yom Kippur on Shabbos, or even though it wasn't really Shabbos, but they should celebrate on Shabbos. And the Vechein Kiyasa Rabin Vechol Nichuta Amri Kirava, they all said this way, meaning. So when they violate Shabbos Yom Kippur, it wasn't really Yom Kippur. That's why we're saying here that you're chayv on one, not the other one, shogun this one, mezun on that one. But ein hachanami, if it was a regular year and Yom Kippur and Shabbos come together, then both isurim exist in the world of Bavas Achas. This was just an exception.
This is about the price, or what is it? Shabbos basically Yom Kippur?
This was I think it was just the Gemara Shaka V'Tarya, just creating a situation. Look at Tosfos for a second, a very short Tosfos. Dibur Maschel Yom HaKippurim Dehashata Shebasehu. That they established that this year is Yom Kippur. So I had this question, I was mechavim to the Tosfos, said, V'lo Shayakan Atem V'afil Mezidim. There's a halacha that you can make the Rosh Chodesh whenever you want. if the Beis Din decides we want to make Rosh Chodesh on Gimel as opposed to when it should be, even though it's incorrect, that it's still Chal, Rosh Chodesh is Chal, afil mezidim, even if they on purpose, they purposely make the Rosh Chodesh the wrong day, it still works. So why do they have to make Yom Kippur a fake day? Why don't they just make Rosh Hashanah a few days later, this way to make it work out perfectly that Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So Tosfos writes here, Kevan delo nikva be'eser lechodesh, bedafka kviyas bechodesh arminalei. We only say it's by Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. But to change Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, Rosh Hashanah is on Monday, so then you can't make Yom Kippur on the 14th, whatever day it works out. And that's why it didn't work. In other words, it seems from this Tosfos that the Shmad only came into effect after they established Rosh Hashanah. Had they known beforehand, before Rosh Hashanah, that there was a Shmad this year, there's no Yom Kippur, then they would have made Rosh Hashanah on the right day of the week to ensure that Yom Kippur falls out on the 10th on a Shabbos. But since apparently Rosh Hashanah already had been established and there's no longer going back, it doesn't work to making a Yom Tiv whenever you want. It only works for Rosh Chodesh whenever you want.
They can move it more than an extra day.
I don't know. I don't remember how much leniency they have. I do remember the Gemara in Ksubas talks about this moving Yom Kippur around here and there when I was in Eretz Yisrael learning from the Shana Aleph. So he asks Rav Nemitzel, how are you able to move Yom Kippur? Isn't it the 10th of Tishrei all the time? He says, no, you're allowed to move it. Depending when Rosh Chodesh falls out, they could adjust it. Now, I don't know what the leeway is.
Even if it's faster, they could add two or something.
I mean, could they add a whole week now? Actually, I don't know. I'm not sure how far we're willing to go. Okay, the Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, two dots, Amar Rav Yehuda, V'halom Mibnei Yaakov. So this was a machlokas we had, whether or not the Issa Gidanasha applied to Behemet Tmei or not. So Rabbi Yehuda felt that wasn't it already us or the times of Bnei Yaakov? That's when it was given. And at that time, there was no question of Kashrus. So we see that it was Chal even on Behemet Tmei. That was his proof. So Gemara now says, Tanya Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda. They say to Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi Nemar Al-Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yaakov. Does a pasuk say, Bnei Yaakov Shanid? V'alo Lo Nemar El Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, that's the term that's used. V'lo Nikru Bnei Yisrael At Sinai. So they weren't called Bnei Yisrael until they got to Har Sinai. Ella b'Sinai Nemar, it was said at Sinai. El shenichta b'mkomo leida meizatam ne'aser lehem. It was only written in the context of Yaakov and the Sasha Esav to tell you the reason behind it. What was the impetus for such an Israel? But it only existed from the times of Har Sinai, from the point that they were called Bnei Yisrael. This is a side point here. It's interesting here that the Gemara mentions leida atam. We know there's machlokas whether or not we're darshan time at the krav, whether we look to darshan the reasons. Rabbi Shimon's the one who holds we do darshan time at the krav. So here the Gemara is just saying, just as a regular stam, just saying, we put it here in order for us to know the reasons. So everyone agrees there's a concept of knowing the reasons. The question becomes, how much could we use reasons to dictate halacha? But everyone agrees that learning the reasons certainly is very helpful and gives a deep understanding. So then the Gemara says, Masa Rava asks the question, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael es Yaakov avihem, lachar ma'isa es Yaakov avihem. So it says here that they carried their father Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, so he was called Bnei Yisrael, and this was called the Matan Torah. This is Parshas, was it Vayigash, I guess, the end of Vayigash, they brought Yaakov down, so he's called Bnei Yisrael before Har Sinai. So Gemara says, that's La'achar Ma'isa. What does it mean, La'achar Ma'isa? So this is after Rashi explains the last two lines, La'achar Ma'isa, after the fighting of the Esav, and Sarsha Esav and Yaakov, so then we call them Bnei Yisrael. But prior to that point, they weren't called Bnei Yisrael. We don't find any other time called Bnei Yisrael until much later on. So then the Gemara says, so the fact that we use the term Bnei Yisrael in that context means it was taken from Har Sinai and written in that location, but it wasn't usher from that point. So then the Gemara says, Amar li Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav l'Rav Ashi, me'ahi shaita l'tasir. So let it be usher from Parshas Vayigash. The moment they were called Bnei Yisrael, it should already be usher then. So from Parshas Vayigash, which is called the Matan Torah, there should be an Isser Gidan Asher, which would apply even to Behema Temeas. So the Gemara says, Amar li, v'chi Torah pamin, was the Torah given in different groups? This is a reference to Gemara and Gittim. There's a big machlokas whether Torah is in Megillah nitna, or Chasuma nitna. Now that's a whole other machlokas, how to understand that. But the simple reading is, Megillah nitna means it was given at different junctures, more frequently. Moshe Benu had a story, he wrote the story down, another event happened, wrote it down. Chasuma means it was all written only at the end of all of the Midbar. He wrote everything in one shot. That's just a very simple way to explain it, but there are other ways how to explain that machlokas. But the Gemara says, was it written pamim? Was it written just like piecemeal here, a little bit there? No, it wasn't. Hahu shaita lav shas ma'isa havi v'lo shas matan Torah havi. Meaning, we don't, there are two important junctions where we would create such an Isra. Either we would create the Isra Gidan Asha when the event happened from the fighting, or we'd create it at Matan Torah. But to create an Isser at a random place in Parshas Vayigash, which is not the time of the Maizen, not the time of the Matan Torah, wouldn't make any sense to put the Isser into existence. So it either has to be from the Maisa or from Matan Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh and a good Shabbos.